Okay. Anything different yet a couple of days into the new governor's reign, or anything changed yet, or what the hell's going on? I read this week that of the 37 men elected to office, most studied law, then went into public service. Many were businessmen, 7 were newspaper publishers, editors, or owners. But a lot of people, like Jesse Ventura, were war veterans. Surprisingly, in an agricultural state, only 4, William Marshall, Newt Nelson, Edward Tai, and Al Quie, were farmers. Only 2, A.R. McGill and Winfield Hammond, were educators. Though Ventura is also a volunteer football coach. Jesse Ventura may be among the biggest of the governors, but John Lind, according to the Star Tribune, may have been the most physically distinct, having lost his left hand in a sawmill accident. That's right, the Star Tribune, stretching now, and finding the most physically distinct governor, John Lind, who lost his left hand in a sawmill accident. Well, that's good to know, in case Minnesotans are ever wondering which governor was the most physically distinct. And indeed, I have, over the years, heard a lot of curiosity in this area. Which governor was the most physically distinct? Hey, Al, which governor was the most physically distinct? I wonder if future governors will actually vie for such a distinction. I'm more physically distinct. No, I am. I am. Oh, yeah? I don't have a left hand. Lost it in a sawmill accident. Beat that, baby! Oh, well, look, I can peel my flesh away from my face and expose the interior skeleton. Top that. I can top that. Look here, I don't have a neck. Had it removed so I could get inside my cabin door without ducking. I had my neck removed, too. Oh, yeah? Yeah. Well, look, I got leprosy. Well, I have a third eye. Well, I'll keep drinking the water around here and have one of those, too.